Hello, hello, hello. Open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 2. Before we get there, I just want to say a couple things and pray. Father, we thank you for your wisdom. The wisdom of this world is earthly, it's sensual, and it's devilish. But we ask you for your wisdom tonight. Wisdom how to speak, hear, listen, and obey. We thank you, Lord, that you are our light in these dark times. And we just thank you for revealing the truth. The truth doesn't make us comfortable, but it makes us free. We desire truth tonight. We thank you for it and give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So I just wanted to say, if the truth makes you uncomfortable, don't blame the truth. If the truth makes you uncomfortable, don't blame the truth. Blame the lie. Blame the lie that made you comfortable.
That's good. Yeah.
And what I'm going to talk about today is about a lot of things maybe you don't understand, and I'm going to just hit the surface of some of this because it goes quite in depth if you start studying the pagan religions and what the Bible really has to say and the end times and the new system that's being rolled out in front of us about gender and the gender confusion. And I want to just give you a little truth, and it kind of whacks you a little bit because it's hard to wrap your head around the lies that we've been told. And if you can just get a visual of the beast and the mouth of the beast, and if you just think about the mouth of the beast being the media in television, the media in movies, the media likes to give us images, sights, images, sounds, and tell us what we should believe. And that's absolutely opposite of what God told us to believe in his word. And one of the things we're going to talk about here is a truth that's going to be hard for your mind to wrap around. I've been studying this for 3.5 years now, this one particular subject. And when I first was told about it, I didn't believe it because I've been believing lies for so long. And we've been living in a matrix of we're being told what to believe. And then when you come out and you study, it's sorrow. It's sorrow. We have been lied to so much thinking that was the truth that when truth is spoken, like Paul said, am I now your enemy because I tell you the truth? And you have to love truth people today because you have to realize that they're sticking their neck out to tell the truth when it's easier just to preach a tickling something or other that people would feel very comfortable. But in the fear of God, that's wrong. It's wrong to preach a false anything, false doctrine, false Israel, false anything that we've been told is one way. And when you really study it, you start seeing, wow, this isn't at all the truth. This has totally been manufactured by man and tradition of men. So again, if the truth makes you uncomfortable, don't blame the truth. Now everything is a conspiracy, but they're finding out that these hidden plans, that's all that is, are coming to light. And they're coming to light now with huge rollouts. I mean, things are no longer just like when we were being grown up in the cartoons, little things would happen. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Bugs Bunny. Different things that would kind of come in these cartoons, and you kind of thought, what's that? What's that? They introduced these things little by little, little by little, little by little. But now it's just like an avalanche is coming before us, and we have to train our children. And this is mainly educational for your grandmas and your mothers to teach your children now, because they're going to school and this stuff is starting to infiltrate and it's not going away. It's going to infiltrate because this is the end times, and we're talking about a whole third sex that the enemy wants to bring in and has been bringing in. Even though we haven't heard about it, it's been there. It's been there from paganism from the beginning, and I want to show you that. But you have to open up your mind to truth and to see how much we've been lied to. We have to forgive the people that have lied to us, because an offended heart doesn't help anybody. but know that there's so much deception, as Jesus said would be in the end times. And this is just one of the things. The enemy has used deceit and lies to change the world. Yep. Deceit and lies. And the biggest deception, of course, in the end times is going to be a lot of things that are coming from the political, the television, they own the fashion industries, all these elitists, they own all these corporations. So what they're saying and doing is all merging. A lot of this stuff is merging and it's moving very fast. And we're not to be afraid of it, but we just have to know that this is the reality that we face. So if the truth makes you uncomfortable, don't blame the truth. Blame the lie that made you comfortable. I love that saying. Now in Colossians 2 and verse 8, it talks about being taken away captive by philosophies. We're going to read that. And we're seeing today the philosophies of androgyny. We're going to talk a little about it, about androgynous, what that means, is taking people captive today. Kids now are thinking it's really cool to switch. If you're born one way, let's switch. What is really behind this going on? Well, it's been going on in plain sight, in front of our televisions, and we have not known what to look for because nobody's talking about it. So here it says, beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Now this is the love of wisdom of the world, love of the wisdom of the mystery religions. Why is this not talked about? Because it's a mystery. Mysterious. They want it to be very quiet so they can introduce it to the public, to the masses, little by little. Because if they did it right away, the public would have an uproar. But if they do it little by little, little by little, little by little, pretty soon we get desensitized to it and it becomes normal for everybody. But it's not normal. It's still a lie. So it says here, beware lest anyone spoil you through these philosophies and vain deceit. How are they changing the world? Vain deceit, by lies and vain deceit. After the tradition of men, in other words, the men are doing this, evil men, sons of disobedience. They've always had the sons of disobedience and the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. We're complete in him. We don't have to keep elevating. We don't have to keep evolving. We don't have to keep going into another realm. This is all witchcraft and very demonic, what's going on in the middle of many, many churches today. But a philosopher here means lover of wisdom. And just back in the Garden of Eden, how Satan wanted Adam and Eve to be deceived, you know, you'll know good from evil. They believed that doing evil opens them up to wisdom. And so it's perversion, and the more perverted acts and the more perversion things they do, they think they're being illuminated. Mm-hmm. It's such deception. But that's why at the end times it says, beware when they call evil good. Mm-hmm. They're calling evil good. No laws. They're sticking their hands in front of God saying, we will not do it your way. Nothing. We will not do anything you created your way, the order of things. No matter what you did or made, we're going the opposite. This is the system of the world and of the Luciferian cults. And that's why the Bible tells us not to be lovers of this world. Don't be looking at the magazines and trying to look like her, because guess what? She might be a him. Yeah. So they're being taken captive through this special knowledge. And they're always seeking it, but they're not seeking it in the Bible. They're seeking it other ways. So a philosopher means lover of wisdom, wisdom of this world. In God's eyes, it's absolute foolishness. Yep. It's totally backwards. It's deceptive, makes no sense, and it's demonic. So here they're taken captive through their special knowledge, and it's happening today, and it's happening right before our eyes. So we're going to look at the ancient pagan. This is pagan philosophy that people are being taken captive by, captive, carried away, same as they did then, same as the Old Testament. It's happening today. It's never stopped. This paganism has went underground, and it's been secretive. But now because of the way things are going and things are moving very fast, they're bringing things out into the open. They're bringing it upon our children. Our children are going to come into a huge confusion. Right now, there's many teenagers that are committing suicide because they don't know who they are. They don't know what they were born. They got to change. Should I do this or that? Because it's being taught in different places out in the open now. And so we have to look at this. As much as we don't want to see all this stuff, if you don't train your grandchildren, your children, and get them solid and squared up in the true Bible, they can be taken captive as well. So we have to do our homework. We have to do our research and know what's really going on. So we're going to look at the ancient pagan philosophy of androgyny. A-N-D-R-O-G-A-N-Y. Write it down. Do all your research. There's a lot of YouTubes out there on it. I've studied this for like 3.5 years, and the first time that I heard it, my mind went, no, that's not true. No. Because we are conditioned through the lies. So if a truth comes, you're like, you can't even understand how backwards that would be. It's just like, no, that's not true. It took me a long time and more studying and more research papers and more videos of more different things to finally understand this to a place where I felt like I could even share just the surface of it to help understand what's happening not only in the world but our fashion industry, feminism movements. This goes into and it merges into so many things in our everyday life. Our work, it's affecting our work, it's affecting even the movies we watch. I just wanted to share something, but I guess I won't. Don't want to spoil something that's not very good. But the definition from Webster, from androgyny, is being neither feminine or masculine. The combination of the feminine, the masculine, for balance. Now the symbol, if you want to look it up, it's the goat god. Now remember how God said he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. They love the goat. The Antichrist system and all of it, they worship the goat. Greatest of all time. Everything is about the goats. Now the Baphomet, that's spelled B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T, study that, because in that picture, their symbol of what they worship, they bow down to, is a symbol of Satan, but in that Baphomet is the masculine and the feminine together in one, whatever you want to call it. But they have the top of the woman and then the bottom of the man parts. And together, it's androgyny. It's the male and female mixed together for to worship. And they believe that to honor their gods and to get special favor, riches, whatever they have to do, they do it in their own bodies. So if they're born one way, they trans to the other in the same body to prove that they have rebelled against God and God's order. Mm-hmm. Now, biblical gender, the Bible tells us that when God made the creatures of the earth, he made them male and female. This wasn't just animals, but it was humans. In verse 27, Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And this is why all this is going on. Because you have to know there is an enemy. Satan is here. He's got his people. And he wants to destroy God's plan. Not only now with the way we eat meat, all these different things the Bible says about destroying and destruction of marriage, all of these things are all merging together. How do you think the Antichrist is just going to come? Pop, here he is. No, he does it little by little. Yeah. And more truth comes out about what he is doing. So Satan hates all that God created. He hates the family. We are seeing the destruction of the family. One of the old shows we used to watch back in the 60s, I think it was, The Addams Family, and what a mockery of Adam and his family it really was. Yeah. Remember The Thing and da-da-da-da? Wasn't that it? wow. But it was subtly an attack on a normal family. He hates the family. He hates marriage. Yeah. He hates natural childbearing. That's why a lot of these situations, they do it in labs. They do it underground for years. They've been doing, they have special names for all of it, but nobody knew about it. No one heard about it. When they start bringing it into the public, it's been going on for a long time. I don't care what it is, it's been going on for a long time, especially this androgyny, because this is satanic worship. This is how they honor being part of the mysterious and the mystery religions. And if you're a follower of TV and movie stars and all that, you're going to be sucked right in because they're of the world. They're of the systems. So he hates normal sexual relations. And we're going to talk about robots here at the end. Hang on to the good stuff here. And the absolute distinction between male and female. He wants there to be no division. So androgyny mixes the traits in that Baphomet. It's the traits of the male and the female, the woman on top and the male. It's a mixture. And, you know, just look up that. I didn't want to put it on my video. I was like, ugh. But just look that up and just know that this is all the combination, the mixture, the yin, the yang, all this stuff is it together as above, below, so below. It's all part of the satanic system. And why is it so important for us to know this? Because this will affect your children. Before we kind of thought, it's underground, it's not going to happen much, but now we have, what is it, Celine Dion with all of her androgynous clothing, and it was like, wow, why are they bringing this out? And Will Smith's son said he was going to take off his organs and be nothing, be not a male or female. This has been going on in our news for the last whatever years. Yeah, be careful, you might need that. So androgyny mixes the traits. And one of the symbols is the Baphomet symbol of the goat. And just think about how God in his word tells us all this. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. You don't want to be a part of a goat. No. Satan hates the natural order. He hates the natural order, the way that God made it. God, man, woman. He wants to destroy that. And the whole feminism movement, we're going to talk about that just in a second, it's to destroy the family as well. And it's to change God's order. And it comes off so sweet, like, oh, we just want, you know, better pay and more rights. But that's not what the purpose of it was. The purpose of it was is to destroy God's order. And if you watch any movies now, my Lord, the men are so feminine. The women go in and conquer. They hit and kick and do all this. Well, they're not really women. Those are trans. So it's a mockery, and the men don't do anything. I just like, how embarrassing for these women, these so-called women going in there, doing all the work, and then the guy comes in like 5 minutes later, like, oh, glad you did it all, you know? Just a mockery of how God made man. And you have to see the subtlety of the enemy and the deceit of what he's doing and putting in the minds of people. So Satan hates that natural order and requires all that approach him to permanently reject the natural order of God. If you want to be initiated into the music industry or into a movie or all this, you have to naturally reject the order of God. That's why their initiations are so perverted. This is how you get into them. You don't just have a great acting gift. Most of these people can't act. They just did the initiation rites. So why? To obtain the favor with their gods. This is the system that we are watching and that are putting images into our mind, and it's happening little by little by little, desensitizing us so that we don't notice anymore. We're just used to that. So what do? They cross over to the opposite gender. They cross over to the opposite gender. This is also referred to as the third sex. I kind of put one out when I did this a while ago. I said, does anybody know what the new race is? And nobody responded. Well, this is the race. Satan wants no images of God and man created in his image. He wants to create his own race. He wants God to look down and not see his race. He wants to create the blend, the mixture, the chaos, the division. And you wonder why kids are committing suicide. Yeah. Because they don't know who they are. They're so confused and mixed up. So you got to tell them who they are. And you got to preach to them now before this hits them. So they have a solid foundation when this confusion starts hitting. What do you think it was about the whole gender bathroom stuff? Yeah. This was the start of the subtle. Doesn't matter what you are. This was part of it. And A lot of people are shocked by it, but if you know what their belief is, if you get to where you understand their mystery religions, you see what they're doing. So this is also referred to as a third sex or a third gender, where gender is not defined at birth. They believe through the initiation of both sexes in one body, they can tap into the wisdom of the gods and become illuminated. Interesting, isn't it? This is pagan. This is pagan spirituality, and it is not new. It's in the Old Testament. It's not new, but it's been hidden because people haven't even understood it. Satan's sexual ideal and the one endorsed by his religion. This is satanic. So you wonder, this one world religion that's going to be, how much of that is going to be this?
Yeah.
All become one. Look at the Baphomet again. Here Satan is shown as a human goat with male and female characteristics, or the human goat hybrid. The mixture. What's a hybrid? It's a mixture. This is believed to give occult powers. They exercise divination by dressing in women's clothing. Way back in the day. And I'll give you a scripture for that. But the Baphomet is a symbol of paganism, Satan, the god of transformation. To be famous, you must bow to this. You must agree to this. You must become a part of this. That's why the Bible tells us to be famous. You don't need to be famous in this world. The god goat, or the goat god, the god of lust. It's the god of lust. It's the god of perversion. It's the god of the opposite, everything God made to do everything differently. That Lucifer is good. That evil is good. Male and female in the same body. Two triangles come together. The six-pointed star. Study that out. The Kabbalah, joining of the male and the female god. The female breasts and the male parts. Trans mixture. You say, all that is so far out. No, it isn't. You're going to see it. I believe in this year, there's going to come out so much commercials. Mm-hmm. Everything is starting to, it's such a rapid pace. It's going to another level. Yeah. And that's why I felt like I couldn't be quiet about it anymore, because these poor kids, if we don't start helping them wake up what's coming on, and if they can be taught the difference, when it gets hit to them or presented to them, they won't be confused. They'll understand what's going on. Programming is leading to gender confusion from God's image to distort and mix images. Disney was a 33-degree Mason, so you have to understand that everything he did and what he did in his cartoons, one of the first things you see is Bugs Bunny cross-dressing. That's one of the first ways they start going over into another realm of gender, is they start to cross dress. And I looked up and I saw all the cross Bugs Bunny, seriously, way back then. Well, who knew? We thought it was just funny, didn't we? We didn't know that we were being programmed. So the goal to change from masculine to feminine, or feminine to masculine, vice versa. It doesn't matter what you are, you have to be the opposite and have both in you to change God's order. Now we have to see that this is the mysterious religion. This was kept quiet for very many years. But what's the whole purpose? To destroy the family. The devil hates the family. They have shows on now, The Modern Family. I've never watched it, but I've heard stuff. It's just nothing is God's order anymore. Feminine. What was feminine? Feminism. There's no difference. We're all the same. This is, they worship Isis and Mary. The female worship is always paganism. They tried to make God into half male and half female. The feminization of man. What is skinny jeans? What is these tight suit coats with one button that you can hardly button and it doesn't even look like it fits? Feminization of men, to make them not masculine, to make them feminized. The goal of the goat is to make man over. Get rid of the way God made him and to put in another image. Do you see it happening? So this desensitizing is little by little, year after year, year after year, century after century, and it all goes back into the Old Testament. You guys doing okay? The religious beliefs of ancient Babylon, the priests of Ishtar, were feminized by the power of the goddess. The blending of the opposites to transform consciousness. This is a sign to the fallen angels that the individual has turned his back on God and his ways. Satan is still the prince of the power of the air. Ephesians 2:12, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience. The worship of Baal, or the sun god, have practiced this into modern times as an offering to Baal for worldly success. It's all about success and being famous, but they don't show you the other side. They don't show you the torment they're under. They don't show you the demonic influences that they're under, and they can't get out. Satan wants to demonstrate to those who worship him that he can do anything that God can do. Remember, he said, I will be like the Most High God. Just as the Lord prepared a royal bloodline, the house of David, to enable the incarnation of Christ, so Satan has prepared his own house or royal bloodline. You have to see there's two bloodlines. One where the Christ came and one that the Antichrist is going to come. And that is why, one of the reasons why Satan hates women. He hates women, and there is a war against women because God used the woman. He said there would be a war. So the enemy exists, and he does have a plan. The worst thing that's happened in our churches is that we haven't preached that the devil is alive and well. Mm-hmm. We've acted like he is gone. He's under our feet. We just speak to him, and he's gone. And behind the scenes, all this stuff has been progressing while we're being distracted by sports, distracted by movies, distracted by soccer games. All this stuff has been taking up our time, and we're not realizing what's really going on, what the truth really is, and how our families and our lives and our jobs and everything else is just going into another phase of confusion. He wants to create a third race, universal gender confusion, or a reassignment. Reassign what you are. The architects of the new system are using the entertainment industry, the mouth of the beast. It's funny how the mouth of the beast says the same thing on every channel, every newscast, every country. I'm subscribed to a lot of different countries and channels, and different same stuff comes out on the same things. The mouth of the beast is the mainstream media to promote gender confusion, especially to the young, and great emotional pain and heartaches to the parents. I know a couple now that are going through this. Heartbreaking. And the kids think this is really cool. It's a thing to do right now, but they have no idea the plan behind it. They have no idea the torment, the pain. They don't have any idea what the enemy is really trying to do. Remember what Daniel said about the Antichrist in Daniel 11:37. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, the Antichrist, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. So is it just going to happen like poof? No, it's happening gradually. What do women desire? They used to desire marriage and a family. Now they're being taught through feminism it's a prison, it's a cell. You don't want to do that. That's just old-fashioned. Go out and do this and do that and just be as great as a man. Gender experimentation usually begins with cross-dressing. Deuteronomy 22:5. I was thinking about that like 10 years ago or 7 years ago. I don't know. I saw something on these, I don't know what they are, when you get awards. And this guy had a woman's dress on, just plain sight, like all this. And everyone was like, oh, that's so. That's when they start coming out with their agendas. They're coming out. So many of them are starting to tell truth. They're saying, you're just so beautiful. She goes, no, I'm a tran. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what? She goes, and you would not know. This is a thing. You think that it would be hard and it is impossible to find these things, because it really is when your mind has been taught that that this doesn't exist, then when someone tells you, you have like a fainting of the mind. Oh yeah, you're a nut. And then you start studying it out, and they start in plain sight telling you these things. You have to say, well, you know, that actress really does look like a man, and that actress really does have a man's voice. And more you look at the pretty ones in Hollywood and the ugly ones in politics, no offense, but you're like, that is definitely not a woman. What is that? What? It's a mixture. What is it? And if you think back, you've had these thoughts yourself. So the man shall not, and this is what the Bible says, Deuteronomy 22:5, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord. They were doing it back then. Think about how far long gone this has gone, paganism. And now, here we are. We're getting to see it. Cross-dressing leads to gender identity confusion. Example aimed at our children in cartoons. Bugs Bunny, the cross-dresser. We need to understand what the enemy is doing and why. To protect our children. To protect our grandchildren. To watch the cartoons that they're watching. What is being implemented in these cartoons? What is the narrative? Can you handle a little more? The followers of Baal or Satan are captivated by sexual perversion. Leviticus 18:27. There are no rules. All the abominations were practiced by the Canaanites. Satan hates all mankind, but especially women, since Christ came through the womb and incarnated in human form. The same pagans created the feminist movement in order to undermine marriage and the traditional family. The purpose of pornography, feminism, and the gender confusion agenda is to make it as difficult as possible for individual men and women to fall in love and form a stable, faithful, lifelong relationship. He doesn't like the way God made man and woman to create children. He doesn't want you to fall in love. You're going to have to look at these fake women and desire them, and you don't like your wife. Mm-hmm. You desire these men that are, who knows what they are. I'm just like, what is it? But he doesn't want you to have relationships that are strong in faith. He wants you to always covet something else that you can't have. If the ball-earring elite, Baal, if the Baal-serving elite who own and control, oops, if the Baal-serving elite who own and control virtually all of our major corporations are to trick the entire world into worshiping their God, then they must greatly weaken, if not destroy, what? The family. Yeah. They have to destroy the family. I want to share this. This just came out January 3rd, 2022. Australian man plans to marry a robot he fell in love with. You think this is crazy? It's just little by little, by little, by little. Get a robot. Yeah. They used to be $40,000. Now they're on sale for $6,000. What a deal. No emotional trauma. No PMS. You don't got no problem with this lady. So a single Australian man can feel love for his robotic partner so much that he's planning to marry it. Look at that gold tie. I've told you guys about that gold, the color gold. This is reported by 7 News. After the passing of his mother, this guy found himself alone with his dog for the first time in 11 years. After reading about the rise of the AI robots, he looked into buying himself a robot companion. Further research led him to a company. I won't go into all that. Following his research, he decided to purchase a robot called Emma for $6,000. The robots were very lifelike. They could talk and smile and move their head and neck after you put their head on. It comes without a head and you put it on. Their skin even warmed up. They have warm skin. like a real human. After browsing the website, I decided on a robot called Emma with pale skin and beautiful blue eyes. I thought she looked lovely. After assembling his robot, he found it surprisingly easy to adjust living with her. The Australian man hopes to take his relationship to the next level, marriage. He can become the first person in Australia to marry a robot. However, if it's not possible, he already sees Emma as his robot wife. So don't think that this agenda is just going away. It just doesn't stop. You just think, it just doesn't stop, the weirdness. So the first misconception we need to overcome is a belief that it's easy to identify. It is not easy to identify these so-called beautiful, that they have perfected this to such a point. Now, if you look back in history, you can see.
Yeah.
There's nobody that would marry that thing. I mean, there's nobody. These are not women. These are men, but they didn't have the surgery back then. So, boy, I've done some videos like, Lord have mercy. And the other thing is, when you've been made male by birth, you don't get rid of those chromosomes. And if you're made a woman by birth, you don't get rid of those. You can change them. What they've done now is surgically techniques, and a lot of them go in every 6 months. They have the best surgeons in the world for feminization, voice, everything. You look it up, you will not believe how big this is. And what the silicone breasts really were for. What were they created for? Well, they brought them out into the public, but it was not created for the public. It was really brought out to change people up so they wouldn't know who was who. This is total deception. And the thing that makes you angry is they pass off as a different one, different sex, but they've been lying to people. But now in their movies, they're even coming out with, if you know what to look for and what they're saying, they even tell on themselves, because that's part of their religion too. I know this is hard for some of you, but just keep wrapping your head. Surgical techniques, hormonal therapy, are so advanced, it's very hard now to tell, but there still are markers. I'm not going to go into all the markers, but the results are even more impressive if hormonal intervention comes before puberty. Because that way they can change the voices. They can create the best voices in the world. And those best voices go in the world, and the bad ones they send to the churches. Yeah, they're in there too, just so you know. All right, just a couple things left. The Baal-serving elite who control the entertainment industry, the fashion industry, the political, the mainstream media, the sports, Hollywood and actors, all of it. The evangelical industrial complex have gotten away with this deception for so long, they are taking it to the next level. And where is that? To our children. And that's what makes me, it's time that we talk about this. As much as we don't like to, we must. Hollywood is a propaganda machine for the satanic world system. Don't base your life on Hollywood. Feminism is really an attack on women. Childbearing, child rearing, homekeeping, saying the home is a prison for women. The philosophy of feminism is to compete with men and see men as their enemy rather than partners. Feminism is also an attack on men. Led by men, this feminism is led by men pretending to be women. Let me say it again. Led by men who pretended to be women and vice versa. Male to female. Trans blank. If our children are attracted to the girly boys and androgynies of Hollywood, then their sexual sensibilities are being damaged. They will spend much of their adult life striving to find a partner who affects them in the same way, not realizing that they have been wickedly deceived by the magic and the sorcery of Hollywood. Revelations 18:23, for the merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. Just an example, if some of you want to just venture out and touch the water a little bit. Go into your search engine and look up image tabs and put in Jane Russell. Now, Jane Russell was a very sex symbol in what, the 50s, 60s or whatever? And then 40s, 50s. And then put Jane Russell now. And you will see. You will see before your very eyes. I could mention a lot of them, but I'm not going to. But you will see before your eyes the maleness comes back. Because if you're born one, you can change all you want. But you cannot escape that chromosome. I mean, you can keep going in for surgeries and surgeries, but Jane Russell's one that really, really definitely looks different towards the end than when her beginning. And I was like, how sad. All these people lusted after that thing. Yes. And males have a Y chromosome in every cell. Women have two X chromosomes in every cell. The male features, there's markers, and they have to get rid of these markers to deceive the public. These markers, broad shoulders. You can see these so-called women, and their shoulders are different. They're not the same. They love to go sleeveless. They like to show off the shoulder, but it's not the normal slanted woman shoulder. It's a broad, and it's just very different. Now I can look, and I can see that shoulder. The male feature marks that God created. Broad shoulders for men, straight and square. Narrow hips. Men were not created to have babies. So when they put these gender people, there is no hips. That's why they used to put a waist with a big foo-foo dress there so you'd think it has hips. But men were not created to have babies. So they have narrow hips. So when you put all across the fashion magazines these women that are so thin, that don't have, these women hate themselves. People hate themselves. They want that body. Well, you're looking at the third race. Yes. You don't want that body. Be thankful for your little fat body. they've created everyone to hate themselves.
That's right.
Hate yourself, hate yourself, be thinner, be thinner, be thinner. And now they're switching it and they're putting on, I don't know what they're putting on now, but it's different. So, and the other thing that I'm just really just touching this lightly is the large square jaw. A man, if you look at the jaw of a man, and a lot of these movie star women, so-called, have the square jaw, and they can go in, they can feminize it, they can, and the guy takes a rib out and puts an Adam's apple in. Do you know how much work they have to do to join this third race and become a part of this mystery religion and a part of this whole Hollywood?
For money and fame.
Yes, for money and fame. But the large square jaw, I mean, I can't even believe I haven't teach on this, but they have a big brow ridge bone above the eyes. Everything's different about the face of a man. Longer arms, larger hands, long necks. You see these so-called movie stars with these long necks? That should be a red flag right there. Women have wider hips. They're childbearing. They are created to have children, so they're wider. Small and curved jaw. Their jaw's different. It's small. Look them up. Shorter necks. Now with surgical and hormonal treatment, the male markers can be suppressed. They have perfected it. There was a whole beauty pageant of all of these people that came out and said who they, no one believed they were so beautiful, that no one believed that they were really not who they just said, we're all trans. And that's how it is in the world today. It's a total mystery. And if people want to follow these religions and these cults and go deep into this, you have to sell your soul. Mm-hmm. You have to sell part of you to be a part of this, to be famous in this world. Mm-hmm. It's just worth it just to be content with what you have, who you are, little, be thankful. You don't have to strive for, get rid of those magazines that you're always comparing yourself. Rip them up, you don't want to be like them. It should be a truth. I want to close with this again. If the truth makes you uncomfortable, don't blame the truth. Blame the lie that made you comfortable. They've been lying to us. They've been showing us lies. They want you to believe a lie. But Jesus said, I've come to set you free. So, Father, we thank you for truth. Give us wisdom on how to handle this. We're not haters or people that don't love people, but we're also people that don't need to be deceived and be lied to and sucked into things that are not real. It's not reality. It's not truth. It's deception. And you said that deception would become great in the end times. This is part of the end time deception. And it's part of the agenda, the narrative going forward, full steam ahead, as they are totally now opening up their programs and showing us what they're really about and what they're doing. So, Father, I thank you for everyone that's listening, that they would share this. As hard as it is, that they would share this. They would study to show themselves approved. They would not allow their children and their grandchildren to get sucked in to this agenda that's going to confuse them and maybe later on cause them great damage because they don't like who they are and they're always trying to change. And then when it changes, they don't like that either because they don't know who they are. Where the truth is in you, Lord, we thank you that the truth will set us free. There is a devil and he has a plan, but we don't have to fall into it. We keep our lamps filled with oil so we can see in the darkness. And everyone said?
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a gift button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.
Trade your helmet for a crown of peace at the altar.